Addressing senior police officers in Juba Monday, South Sudan's Minister of Interior, Angelina Teny, says the government is ready to employ younger people in the security agencies, but faces funding hiccups. She says some aged government employees are unwilling to retire.
You cannot keep people in an institution for their entire lives, of course. There is an entry and an exit. And for you to employ young blood, because the organized forces work is meant for young people. The elderly people stay in offices, but the work in the streets and anywhere is done by young people. If you don't exit, it becomes difficult for you to continue to recruit. It will bring problems.
Teny says despite having a retirement policy in place, implementing some of its provisions remains an uphill task. She says the government does not have sufficient funds to pay pensions to employees who have reached retirement age.
Even in the field of gratuity, its laws are ready. The challenge is the employees' contributions are collected, and the challenge is the contribution coming from the Ministry of Finance, which is bigger than individual contributions. So if you decide to roll out pensions that are coming from the field of gratuity, maybe you would pay for 2 months or 3 months, and then you would run into problems.
She says she believes the challenges can be addressed, adding that she will continue to pressure the Ministry of Finance to contribute cash towards the pension scheme. Agok Makur is South Sudan's Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning. He says the government is ready to contribute money into the pension arrangement.
Pension of soldiers is there. These are even there. They're deducted to pension. It's deducted already. This money is going to that commission. And even the arrangement of civil servant is there also for signing pension.
In 2019, South Sudan's Ministry of Labour, Public Service and Human Resource Development paid pensions to some former government civil servants on a retirement list. South Sudan's former Minister of Labour said the pension fund would allow long-serving civil servants to exit so that the government can employ more employees in its civil service. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.